if you shave to be a Yehudi Pashut, you won't even be a Yehudi Pashut. You shave to be the Vilna Goyim, you might end up being a Yehudi Pashut. They have sheifas, but the vote is we tend to minimize what we think we can achieve because of what we're achieving. You said in the name of Pinkas Atzal, you have to separate the sheifa from the Maisa. They're two separate things, two completely different things. They live in different worlds, they have nothing to do with each other directly. We're about to start this loss, we're going to stop because it's whatever, I don't want to get into it and then have to stop in the middle, so we'll start here. But Tzavosoi Hamufla Shalbal Yosoid Vesherish Avoida, the wool, the Tzava of the Machaber of the Yosoid Vesherish Avoida, and Umaitzim Dova Pella. Umaziris a chevra kadisha bazoris chamuris kilo yuchusu al kvoide. He commands the chevra kadisha not to have any concern for his covered. Ulacha pitirose yivtsubo is called dalet misses wasted. Bashehu chaitiv a poisha. And he requests from the Chevra Kedisha to fulfill in him all Dalet Misses based in, because he's a sinner and a poshaya, a sinner. The Chayev is called Misses based in, and his Chayev called Misses based in. Kamorke, Gumazi, Kilo, Yichtobu, Al Matzavose, Shum Tarim. He also commanded that nothing should be written on his Matzava. Ragdobe Echad, Yecholim, Lichtoiv. The only thing he's allowed to write on his matzav is Ki amin b'Hashem yisbarach k'mo Moshe Rabbeinu. That he had imun in Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's imun in Hashem? The same as you have imun in your five fingers, no? Why do you believe you have five fingers? You don't believe you have five fingers. You know you have five fingers because you have five finger territory, because it's ponim al ponim with your five fingers. The Moshe Rabbeinu had imun in Hashem. It says he spoke to Hashem ponim al ponim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a munna, and Hashem wasn't even a munna. It was knowledge. It was five-finger clarity. And this, the Baal Sherish Ravoida, who's chayev dalet misses based him, and wants the Chevra Kedisha to mevazi him after Petirose, the only thing he can write on his matzeva is he had imun in Hashem ke Moshe Rabbeinu. Mitzad yuchad utoin l'balayet, Ku Rosh of a Poshe of a Chayav Dalet Mrs. Beis, it's actually the Dvaru, Maim Bekosh Bolku, Moshe Ben Vashon. So how do you understand this? So it's like we've been saying. Baal Yosoid Vesher Shavoyri Lefida Gosa Tzuma, according to his high level, Chashki Adayin Lo Mila Es Choy Voisov Klap Hashim Yisparach. He feels very strongly that he has not fulfilled his obligations that he has to Hashem. Very, very far away from having achieved his purpose. There's no steerer to his imunah in Hashem. That means I can be living real with Hashem and at the same time feel on my level, not on his level, it has to be on my level, that I haven't fulfilled my obligations to Hashem. What a steerer. He's not able to actualize and bring this high level of imunah that he has down into the practical world. That doesn't cause him to walk around feeling small and to minimize his ability to achieve. But it's a nice of whom he stoke clean so nefesh of a kosh boch of a kol rege of a rege by munah shlema mamash. Ube emes hay munah hatzmim vadveikus hapshuta vashem mishamayim kevriach tikun hamivriach min hakotze la kotze besef yosud shorish vavoyde. What does this mean? Hay munah hatzmim vadveikus hapshuta vashem. The imunah and the deep knowledge and imunah cleaving to Hashem, Meshamshim Kevriach Tikun. What's it? Kevriach Tikun is a It's a lock, like a bolt, no? Ah, the piece around it. Oh, sorry, I thought a briach is like a lock that holds it in place. Oh, yeah, okay. Ken's on the same thing. A mavriach min hakotze lakotze, the safe is sod sherish ravoida. That's what ties together, that's what holds together from one end to the other, the whole safe of Yosod Sherish Vavoida. Anybody here learned the safe? Anybody knows what's going on in that safe? Yeah, a little bit here and there, but I can't tell you that I've. I mean, a kotze la kotze. Haim shezoirim bakol nima v'nima shel ha-safe. It's in every little part of the safe. Tamidu madeh mesochechim Hashem yisparach. Basiyah pashtus v'tmimois. In the book, in the Sefer, he's talking to Hashem like you talk to a friend, Pashut. He was living with Hashem, Pashut, real, like this table's real. He lived with Hashem, real. He asked Hashem, please help me bench properly without my friend. You know how hard it is? You know how hard it is to bench Birkas Hamazon without my friend? No one would make ears to disturb somebody. Today it's possible, but in the middle of Shmona Esrei. On the middle of Shmona Esrei, person's davening Shmona Esrei, no one would make a noise or togash. That's davening. In the middle of benching, nobody's got a problem making a noise, talking. To the best of my knowledge, Birkas Hamazon is still a deraisa, and Shmona Esrei is still a derabbanan. So he's davening, he's asking Hashem, please help me to bench without my friend. Va'akach umayil Hashem, al shiziko tolavarech, Birkas Hamazon Koreh. Thanks Hashem, wow, thank you very much Hashem. For letting me bench properly. Person is living real with Hashem. Kesheholech liknot beged, uvekesh ki imotze beged matim lemidosoi. When he goes to buy a suit, before he buys a suit, he says, Hashem, please help me find a suit that's matim for me. Ve'kol yeh kerotzen Hashem, and then it should also be kerotzen Hashem. Ulacha mikayin, umoydel Hashem alkayin. After he finds a suit he was looking for, he thanks Hashem. Huga moydel Hashem isbrach v'kol pam shu shreif tabak. Every time he has a shmek of tabak, he thanks Hashem for the geshmak of the tabak, whatever that is. But called tuner v'tuner, who chayim with Hashem, he's living with Hashem, poshut real. He's walking with his friend, holding his hand, talking to him. Zei muna tmima basi his galmuso. Poshut imuna, walking with Hashem hand in hand. Havoyim eshay muna hadveikas v'asogas v'ashifas v'netzoynes heim pasha achas. The imunah, the dveikas, the yearning, the desires is all one sugya. That's one shulchan aruch. Vilo habetzil v'amimush lamai same pasha nifredes. The actualization, actually doing those things, that's a separate shulchan aruch. V'metzlichim avoyda b'fnatzman, it's a separate avoyda in a separate world. You can be a choyt and a poshaya and chayt alet misses beistim, you can have imunah and one kodesh b'orchu like Moshe Rabbeinu. So I state the... Which one? On his level, in his lotion. On his level, he may have been over. He did not. We don't know anybody else. No. No.
And he was there. Maybe he felt the himself that maybe he thought he was coming from whatever he said. But to use that detail, he's trying to, like, he can't say a lot. He has an example of a person with a Marion.
Can I remind us about Rav Safra? Can we bring Rav Safra back into the table here? Rav Safra wrote in his diary that he was a guzzler. Yeah? If you read Rav Safra's diary and you said he was a guzzler because he wrote in his diary he was a guzzler, what would that make you? What am I talking about? What am I talking about? The Gemara tells us that Rav Safra sold things in the shuk or whatever, and an Arab came to him, a guy came to him, he was in the middle of Kriya Shema, and the Arab wanted to buy something from him. And he offered him 50 zuz, and he was saying Kriya Shema, so he ignored him. So the Arab thought he wasn't offering him enough. But it was an Arab, whatever, whoever it was, a guy. So he offered him 100. And he was still saying Kriya Shema, offered him 150, eventually he got to 200. As he got to 200, Rav Safra finished Kriya Shema, and he said to me, you can have it for 50. On basis of what? There's no halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there's no halacha in Chumrah, Midas, Chasidus, Musa, that mechayev him not to take the 200. He was 100% entitled, according to every sheet in the book. He could be machmir as he wanted, he could take the 200. Why didn't he take the 50? Because Einu Oimer Emes Bilvovi, I only speak truth in my heart. And if in my heart I decided to give it to him at 50, I just couldn't tell him because I was saying Kriya Shema. Therefore, I'm not going to be a shakran in my heart, and therefore he gave it to him for 50. Now, had Rav Safra taken the 200? Yeah? He'd gone on that night, he wrote in his diary, today I stole money from Goy. And you read the diary, what were you doing? You don't understand the language he's using. He's writing it in Safra language and you're reading it in Portuguese. You don't understand what he's talking about. When he says, I stole, he doesn't mean, according to Shulchan Aruch, my levels and our dagas, what we mean a chet. When the talks about being chayev Mrs. Beistin, he's using his language. We can't understand it with our losha. The language doesn't work. Zelolech. They're using their language. We don't understand the language. You don't understand the language. Don't read the book. Torah's full of these things. Torah's full of these things. When Achan goes into Yericho and takes spoils, what does Hashem say? The whole of Klal Yisrael, a bunch of ganovim, you lowlives, you've denigrated my covenant with you. One guy out of 600,000 didn't listen to Hashem. Now the whole nation's a bunch of lowlives? Yeah, because that's the language that the Torah uses. We don't understand the language. You have to understand the language. I think the same year. When the Baal Shem Tov says, please don't bury me this and mevazeh my decha because I'm Chayav Mrs. Beis Din, I don't think he was running around, on his level, he might have had a hero of an Ashes Isha once in his life, whatever. For him, he feels it. But it's no steerer to the fact that he was holding on a level of Imunel, of Moshe Rabbeinu. A person can think on his level that he's Chayav Dalet Mrs. Beis Din, and at the same time, he has no steerer. If I felt that I was Chayav one Mrs. Beis Din, I wouldn't have the gall to say to you, yeah, I'm holding on the level of Imunel of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Because if you're holding on the level of Imunel of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, why are you doing Aveiras? It's no steerer. On my level, obviously on his level, it's on his level, but I understand it on my level. On my level, I'm chayv this and I'm chayv that, I'm not doing this aveira, and I know what my Yom Kippur is supposed to look like, and I know what it does look like. And yet, I have a certain level of betochen and imun, and I'm living with Hashem. So I say, how come you're not a hypocrite? You're a hypocrite. If you believe in Hashem, if a guy's standing next to a cop in the store, he doesn't steal, why not? Why doesn't a person steal when he's standing next to a cop? Because he knows there's a cop there. So if you know that Hashem's standing right next to you, how can you believe a gzeila and all? So you feel like, he's saying, no, don't feel like a hypocrite. These are two separate sugyas. Work on your emunah, build your relationship with Hashem or whatever, and don't let the fact that you're not actualizing it yet, don't let that interfere with the shifas and the relationship. The same as in the moshul we used in marriage. If you and your wife are so tight, so then why aren't you looking after and taking care of her the way you're supposed to? Yeah, but so then, that's what he's trying to separate. I don't think the moshul here should be understood the way we understand it on our level. On our level, you're right. The guy was a low life. He was mamash, in and out of jail the whole day, and yet he was the biggest Baal B'tochen in the world. You have your picture, I'm just using it as an illustration. You have Rav Chaim Kanievsky being over Averis Yom of Alayna. That's not pshat. Somebody told me they went to be Menachem Avil by Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, that's all, when he was Nifter. Yom Kippur, he had a minag in the morning. Early in the morning, he used to get up and he used to have a pile of petex. Through the year, he used to write petex. He did something wrong, he used to write it down. So Yom Kippur, he would remember what to do al-chayt for. We get Yom Kippur, we don't remember the specifics of every aveira we did during the year. He kept a pinkus, whatever. So on Yom Kippur morning, before he used to go daven, mates, I don't know, daven in yeshiva, where he davened, he used to take the petek, look at it, clap al-chayt, and put it aside. So his son said he found one of those petex. No one knew what was in those petex, but he found one of those petex on the floor. One day, it slipped on the floor. He went, he picked it up to see what his father was clapping al-chayt on. So if I would have told you that Moshe Shmuel wrote in his diary that he was a butler, what would you have said? He was a butler, he never learned, he was a butler, what would you have said? Written on that petek was, Hesech Hadas mi machshoves divra toira ledaka akas. I don't know if I got the lotion 100% right. Taking my mind off thoughts of Torah for one moment. He's clapping al chait for that. Okay? So by him, that makes you a batlan. That's something you clap al chait on. Alavai, I would have that problem. You know what I'm saying? You know, he took his, I can clap al chait for having taken my mind off learning Torah, thoughts of Torah for weeks. And he's talking about a moment. It's the feed the darker. For him, he was mamash clapping al chait for that. Mustama with all the charota and that goes into a person being a balavaira. There's dagas here, there's dagas. Chayev Adam Loime Matai Gia Maisila Maisia Avos Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. That's a Shigifa. You ever gonna get there? No. No. We can kvetch pshat him into this. It doesn't really mean their maizim, it means their maizim on Madaga, but I'm saying Basha's at a Shaifa level. We have to show F for the world, for everything. We're never gonna get there. Real ideal process. When a person's working in this world, he has to be very real about where he's holding and be samach with where he is. Samach b'chelkoi b'ruchnis I'm talking about. Then he has to know what the ideal is. What does Shulchan Aruch demand of where is he supposed to actually get to? And then he has to work out how to get there. What does he do in the meantime? In the meantime, he's shoefing to get there, but he's not. Like someone sets out to go on holiday, you set off for the Tzafon. So you're in Beit Shemesh in your car. Where are you? You're in Beit Shemesh in your car. Where do you want to be? You want to be on the Golan. You want to be river rafting, whatever, I don't know. So that's your sheaf, you want to get there. So the whole time you're yearning, you're waiting to get there. Are you there yet? No. Are you going to get there? No. You know, the car could break down, there could be floods, like a million things stop you from getting there. But you're waiting to get there the whole time. Sam was waiting for Mashiach. Baruch had a machloikus argument once. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg was in South Africa and he gave a shiur waiting for Mashiach. There's a famous Briskerov. They asked the Briskerov, we know Mashiach can't come on Shabbos, so why am I waiting for Mashiach on Shabbos? Apparently, I don't know if apparently the Briskerov said, when Mashiach comes, we'll ask him. You know, what are you asking Narishkat? He was like, what are you asking stupid questions for? Anyway, so Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg spoke about that there's no steering waiting for Mashiach, on Shabbos. Waiting for Mashiach doesn't mean he's going to come now. Waiting for Mashiach is I'm waiting for Mashiach, even though I know he'll only come tomorrow. You use the marshal of blood results. A person, chas v'chalila, needs a blood test. He's anxiously waiting the results. He doesn't know what's in them. It could be, who knows what could be there. And he knows they've told him it takes 3 weeks to do these tests. Is he waiting for the results? Every day after they take the blood out of his arm, he's waiting for the results. Are they coming? He knows they're not coming. There's another 3 weeks before he's going to get them, but he's waiting for them. Means mitzad echad, I have a yearning, I have a desire, I'm waiting for something and I'm yearning for it. Mitzad sheni, I know I'm not going to get it right now. It's far away. That's how Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg held that you have to mechaka kol yom, afilu Shabbos, afilu erev Shabbos. You have to wait for him every day. You have to wait. I'm waiting for him. What's the shear? I don't know. I asked that to somebody the other day. I asked this in Talmud Chochem. None of the Yud Gimel Midas, requires a Maisa. They all anim amin b'men eshleima taborich boroi shmoi boiru marig that anglo dimion klaz. There's one of the Yud Gimel Midas that requires a Maisa. It requires b'chol yoyim achakele. And if you don't achakele, you're an apikairus. What's the shia? What's the getter? How much do you have to wait? Well, it's once in the morning, I think I'm waiting for Mashiach and that's it, I'm going back to bed now. But every moment I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm waiting for. How do you do that? How do you learn and go to work and think or whatever when you have this luck? You can't function properly. So what's the sheer of being mechakelo? It's the same as you mechakel the blood test. You're waiting. We feel we chosa. We feel we can't function properly. We're waiting for Mashiach. It's like running in the background. It's like a klali fit. That's what he said. I don't know. Tzarichi and more. Exactly what is this? When are you mechayim? B'chol yom mechakelo. I mean all day, every day. Every day, vada, you have to have at least. Is it like stocker? You have to give stocker once a day. So you put a coin into the pushka, now your yoitzis on. So I thought about Mashiach for 3 seconds this morning. You know, I want Mashiach now. I said, I'm in yoitzis on and now I can carry on. Or no, it's got to be something that your mama is feeling. You're feeling a lack all the time. You feel chosa all the time. You know? But one thing's clear, if we're going to only function within our real, we'll never get anywhere. And if we're going to get caught up pretending we're already holding an ideal, we're going to look very weird. This has to find a balance between knowing who he is and being very real with who he is, and at the same time, aspiring and knowing that there's enormous greatness waiting for him, even though he's not there yet, and even though he may not get there. You have to say it. First of all, go and have a look and see what those maisim were. Yosef, you want to try and get to Yosef's maisim? You try and survive in the son of Asher's Potiphar. You try and survive that, just thinking about it can make you go cold. No chance. And yet I have to sit here having a she'ifa that I would be in that matzif and I would be able to overcome and go to prison for 12 years and not have one even smack, molecular taina against Hashem. How are you going to do that? You're a 17-year-old kid who knows nothing, totally unprepared. You suddenly find yourself in a slave camp. Not with the nicest guys, not in the, you know, sort of an American prison. You know, Mamash, Midianite, Yishmaelite, slave traders. We have some idea of what they look like today. Imagine what they looked like then. And who sold you? Your brothers. The Gedolei Ador, the Av Beis Din. And you don't have a schmeck. Not a schmeck of anything against them. And then you go to prison, and at first you have Aishas Potiphar, and then you go to prison, and nothing changes in you. Then you become Mishnah Lamelech. I would have thought when you became Mishnah Lamelech, at least then something could have changed. You could have felt some, you know, a little bit of, you know, well, it was worth all of that just to get this. Says nothing. Yosef Miaschola at Sof, nothing changes. We're talking about when will I be like that? So we know the answer. Never. I mean, not certainly until Mashiach comes or something radical happens. Hashem does a miracle, but derech hateva in the world I live and I know myself, never going to get there. You know, you open the fridge and there's no milk and you have tainas on Hashem already. Like, what did I do wrong that there's no milk? You know? We talk about Yosef, we have no clue. And Yosef wasn't Avram Yitzchak, he was one of the Shvatim, he wasn't one of the Avos. And we have Chayv Loime, Chayv Loime. What am I saying it for? It sounds like, and it's a locha, it's not.
If he received a nevoa, that means he was sure that we will get this level. The problem is how he will get this level. Everything was...
Okay, so you're minimizing how great he was. Okay, you said it. He was a novi, he had nevoa. Yaakov Avinu was also a novi, he had nevoa, and for 22 years he didn't get nevoa because he thought that he'd lost his chelak in Olam Haba. Because he had a nevoa that if he lost one of his children, died in his lifetime, okay, that would be, he wouldn't have a chelak in Olam Haba. So,
that means that was against, but you have to.
But the greater the person, the greater the Yetzer Hara, and the greater Nisoni. If he had a Yetzer Tov like that with Nevuah and everything, means Yetzer Hara was his. Someone once said to the Vilna Goyen, if I had your Yetzer Hara, I'd be a God Lador. He said, if you had my Yetzer Hara, you'd be a Bahama Gaza. you think I've got the Vilna Goyen under. The Yetzer Hara has to be my team to the Godless. So, if a person's got Nevuah, imagine what Moshe Rabbeinu's Yetzer Hara looks like. How do we makabel Geriat Tzedek? Halacha. When somebody comes to be Magaya, what are you coming to Magaya for? Yisrael dovim v'tchufim. Don't you know that Klal Yisrael are denigrated and tortured and abused and pursued? The Yisurin Ba'alayim, terrible suffering comes upon the Jewish people. What are you looking for? Imam Ani Yodeh Ve'eini Kedai Mekabli Moisam Yad. He says, I know, I'm game, I want it. That's for me, yep. Then Mekabli Miyad. Vakach Moidi Moisam Mitzvahs Kalois V'chumuras. Then afterwards we give him all, we throw the whole Shulchan Aruch at him. Mefarash Rashi. Imam Ani Yodeh Ve'eini Kedai Halavai Shiyeh Roi Lekach. Halavai Shiyeh Roi Lekach. Halavai that I'll be fitting, I'll be able to do this. נוכחים אנו לדעת שגם בכבוד הסגר רבו לסגל יויס יהודי, נקודה סייה הדוד שבו בויכנים אויסה היא המוכנות שלוי להסרף על קידיש השם. One of the things we boichen, we check, one of the nekudas is his ability, his desire to die as kiddush Hashem, to be burnt as kiddush Hashem. Al v'das ki yudi oyves Hashem is barach b'kol tnai. Needs to know that a Jew has to love Hashem in all conditions. Rak la'akesh hu makires medreges kabbalos al malchus shamayim. First, he has to understand what it means kabbalos al malchus shamayim. רק לאחר שהוא מקיף בשכלו ובליבו את האהבה העצומה קיימת בין כלל ישראל לקדוש ברוך הוא. Only after he understands in his mind the enormous love that כלל ישראל and הקדוש ברוך הוא are involved in, ובין הקדוש ברוך הוא וכלל ישראל, and that הקדוש ברוך הוא is involved with כלל ישראל, שהם מוכנים למוס על קידוש שמו יתברך ואימה. They prepare to give up their lives for קידוש השם, לא משנה. רק לאחר שהוא מקיף שהם מוכנים לגלות את האהבה העצומה לו יתברך. Only after this guy, the based in realizes he's prepared to give up his life no matter what, he's prepared to love Hashem no matter what the situation is. Rak azurayl is kabbal am Yisrael. Only then he can become a ger. Balona choyne zu ein kabbalos al mitzvahs. Without this, there's no al mitzvahs. Lo apnimis shel kesha av im hakadosh baruch hu kaim chisson be kabbalos al mitzvah. If he doesn't have the kabbalos al malchus shamayim, he's lacking the kabbalos al mitzvahs. Zakolish Bocha Enuman Yen Shinisheris Oisei Basis Mitzvaysov, the Kimai Prislo Kolish Bocha, Misha Sheikhit Minatsova, or the Misha Sheikhit Minayrev. Do you think Hashem cares if you Shech Ya, you Shech the Bahima Ya, if you don't know who Hashem is? Lolit Lamitzes Elelet Sarif Beeres Abriois, Kamuvim Midrash Bereishis Rabba, Kloima Iker Tachli Samitzes Yishenale Venizdokech. The Iker reason of the mitzvah is that you should grow and get closer to Hashem and become more purified. They will become more and more bound to Hashem with Ava. The only reason we're doing the mitzvahs is to get closer and closer to have Ava Hashem. But if there's no beginning that there's a relationship with Hashem, all the mitzvahs, what are you doing the mitzvahs for? The person doing the mitzvahs and not the shaykhus to Hashem. Hashem is Baruch Reitzah Shenav Oto B'kol Libeinu B'kol Nafshenu B'kol Mo'odeinu. Hashem wants us to love Him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our Mo'odeinu. B'Reitzah Shekesh Ha'avi Yigadol V'Yisatzim V'Libeinu Ad Shenei Mukhonim B'Simcha Likfotz L'Kiv Shonei Shulvan Yisbarach. He wants that love to be so strong that we jump into the fire for Him. B'Reitzah Shenav Oto B'kol Mo'odeinu D'Hainu B'kol Midu U'Midu Shumayded Lanu. He wants us to love Him with every little bit of nisoin and tests and yisurim that He gives us. Sheni smach b'kol matzav shayver aleinu. To be happy with whatever's going over us. Sheni chiyeh l'ora yediya ki kol ma'ad ovid rachmona l'tovavid. To get to the dagger of a Rabbi Akiva, kol ma'ad ovid rachmona l'tovavid. V'kol ma'asem mishamayim mitoich ava atzume klapeinu. We'll have to stop. Maybe just read one more paragraph. L'chein kashenu magishim meruchokim v'nezufim mimen yisparach. When we feel far and alienated from Hashem, anu mevatlin b'kach mitzvahs asay midaraisa shel avos Hashem b'kol rega. That's when we mevatl the mitzvah of avos Hashem. Im belibenu pnim mekayem es trunya utruama es kol shriya lanogos Hashem klapeinu. If there's a moment of complaint or disagreement, argument with Hashem, whatever God is doing to us, v'nachnu svurim ki hu soino otanu v'eni rotzim lefonov. He hates us, he doesn't want us, he doesn't desire me. In the foundations of our Yiddishkeit, there's an enormous crack. There's a terrible pagam in the foundation that can cause our building to fall, chas v'chalila. Yesod kol ha'teiru hu kesha av in boiro eino. Yesod kol ha'teiru kesha av in boiro eilam. After that comes everything else, but without that, the whole foundations are krum.
Say, one really Mashiach, he will already come because we don't.
We don't know why we want him. That's the problem. Everybody wants Mashiach, but you ask people why they want Mashiach, you'll get 10 different stories. The real reason why we want Mashiach, I've never heard from anybody. I've never heard anybody give the correct reason why we're waiting for Mashiach. What are we waiting for Mashiach for?
Hashem wants it.
Gilu Shechina, Kovod Shamayim, the bank manager, take away the suffering, people shouldn't be sick anymore, take away the sorrows. There's only one reason why we want Mashiach to come. So that I can serve Hashem properly. We have a Beis Hamikdash, we can bring kabonas, we can have we rochok from Hashem, we rochok from Avodas Hashem. Adam Rishon after the Chet, we want Mashiach to come, so we go back to Adam Rishon before the Chet, so we can go and serve Hashem the way we're meant to serve Hashem. This is far away, look how far I am, you know how much I want to serve Hashem and I can't, the Yetzirah gets to it. Avada, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Avada, this is what you're supposed to be doing now, but that's not the ideal state of the Jewish people, the ideal state of the Jewish people. There's other reasons why you want Mashiach to come, because of the Chilul Hashem, the terrible bizoy of people don't even know that Hashem created them, the people walking around thinking that, all of that, that's all part of it. Rav Taba once said, if you think you're waiting for Mashiach to come and you'll be happy afterwards, if you're not happy now, you're not going to be happy when Mashiach comes. You have to be happy now. That's what you're asking. I'm happy now because I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing now. But I know that when Mashiach comes, wow, then I'll really be able to serve Hashem properly. But I'm not waiting for Hashem to come and take my matzoros and then I'll be happy then. You better be happy now. I brought that story about the couple with their cows and their chickens and the shtetl. Mashiach's going to come and take us back to Eretz Yisrael or whatever. He said, do me a favor, leave me here with the cows and take the goyim to Eretz Yisrael. His problem was the goyim, so the best, get rid of the goyim, move to Eretz Yisrael, I have to deal with Eretz Yisrael. It's much too difficult. The only problem I have is the parrots. Just take the parrots to Eretz Yisrael, leave me here with my cows and chicken. That's going to aid him for you. We all like that. You really want Mashiach to come? Moshe Shapira Zatzal once said, he said, people think when Mashiach comes, they'll be dancing in the streets. He said, you'll be hiding under your bed shivering. It's not supposed that Mashiach comes.
I want to just share.